Hello there, this is Nigel Ogden, keeping our regular Friday evening appointment, and all set to bring you this week's assortment of goodies from the pipe and electronic organ worlds. To get us off to a modernistic start, here's Tony Pegler on the fabulous brand new Technics SXG7. Fingers and feet a mere blur in this arrangement of Billy Joel's Root Beer Rag. The Technics SXG7 electronic, expertly controlled there by Tony Pegler with Root Beer Rag. Well, I think it would be difficult to imagine a more contrasting instrument to the Technics than the Hammond C3. Old it may be, but despite the fact that its design is very little different from those early Hammonds of the 30s, there are still a lot of organists around who wouldn't swap them for anything else. Well, here's David Lowe on the Streatham Ice Ring organ with an Ice Dance tempo version of that beautiful theme from The Deer Hunter, Cavatina. Thank you. David Lowe playing Cavatina on the Streatham Ice Rink Hammond C3. Now then, back in 1929, the ancient Arabic Order of the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine began to build a huge edifice in Atlanta, Georgia, to house their Yarab Temple. Well, unfortunately for them, they ran out of cash, and movie magnate William Fox quickly appeared on the scene to finish the building work at a total cost of around $3.5 million. Included in the new Fox Theatre was one of the finest theatre organs ever to be installed in America, a magnificent four-manual 42-rank Mahler, which itself cost $80,000 at the time it was built. In 1963, the organ was totally rebuilt and restored by members of the American Theatre Organ Society, and what a superb job they made of it. Well, Hector Oliveira plays it for us now, and a piece composed by one of his greatest heroes, the late Buddy Cole, When the Leaves Are Turning. Hector Oliveira's beautiful interpretation of Buddy Cole's When the Leaves Are Turning, played on the Mighty Mahler in Atlanta's Fox Theatre. Back to electronics now, and another Hammond, in fact, not the C3 this time, but the rather more up-to-date X66, played by Canadian Lloyd Burry. And this is Helga. Helga from Lloyd Barry on Hammond X66. And during the 1930s, when organs were being installed in theatres almost every day, the British firm of John Compton was responsible for more instruments than all the other British manufacturers put together. Well, obviously, in the short time available, it would be impossible for me to go into the Compton story in any great detail, so I'll just pick out one or two highlights from the company's history, which hopefully will be of interest. First, however, let's hear the sound of what, to most connoisseurs, was the finest theatre organ Compton ever produced, the four-manual 23-unit BBC Theatre Organ No. 1, played, of course, by Reginald Fort. Reginald Fort at the original BBC Theatre Organ in St George's Hall, London. In 1920, Mr. John Compton installed an organ in the New Exchange Cinema in Northampton. And although it did possess a set of chimes, it was very much a concert type of instrument with old-fashioned drawstops, and bore little resemblance to the type of organs Compton was going to be building some 10 years later. The first real Compton unit theatre organ had 3 manuals and 14 ranks of pipes, and was put into the County Cinema in Sutton, Surrey in 1921. It was called a kinestra, the name used by Compton for this type of instrument for a number of years. In 1923, the firm secured the contract for an organ to be installed in the Shepherd's Bush Pavilion, a 4-manual 17-ranker which was enlarged in 1927 and sadly severely damaged by enemy action in 1944. John Compton was responsible for quite a few innovations in tone production, including the development of the unique electronic mellotone unit, which was included in the specification of most Compton theatre organs by the end of 1936. One of the finest examples of the mellotone in this country can be found at the ABC Theatre in Plymouth, as always in the hands of Dudley Savage. Dudley Savage at the ABC Plymouth Compton and some of the lovely music from the Arcadians. At the radio show of 1935, John Compton introduced an organ in which all the sounds were produced by electrostatic generators. Admittedly, the range of tone colours was quite limited, but nevertheless, this 3-manual electronic, which was demonstrated at the show by Harold Ramsey, created quite a sensation. Well, Compton recognised that electronics were here to stay, and amongst many models which they produced over the next few years, the Electrone, Mellotone and Theatrone became very popular. The Theatrone in particular was based very closely on the pipe organs in terms of specification and console design, and a number of these models were installed in cinemas as a substitute for pipes. In the main, they were extremely effective, and I've no doubt many listeners in the Midlands will recall the broadcasts of Leslie Taff on the Compton Theatrone in the Regal Theatre at Darlaston. Well, to give you some idea of how these Compton electronics sounded, here's a recording I made at the home of Mr. Ted Crampton in Spalding. The title is Song of Home, which used to be the signature tune of theatre organist Gerald Shaw, from whom we'll be hearing in a moment. Song of Home, played by yours truly on Compton Electronic. On September the 13th, 1932, the audience at the Capitol Cinema in London's Forest Hill witnessed organist Jack Courtney rising into view on what was billed as the world's first luminous organ. In fact, it was Compton's first attempt at a standard console surrounded by a framework of glass panels, illuminated from inside by coloured strip lights. Well, the effect on the spectators proved that the idea was a winner, and the illuminated console became a standard sight, particularly on Compton's. Mostly they were of a standard design, but there were occasional specials, like that at the Odeon Leicester Square, where the large, rounded glass sides of the console were intended to blend in with the interior architecture of the theatre. Well, the five-manual 17-rank organ in the Odeon is definitely one of Compton's best, and thankfully still there. Well, sadly, the man who affectionately dubbed the organ the Duchess is no longer with us, but here's a reminder of that unique combination, Gerald Shaw at the Odeon Leicester Square Compton and the Parade of the Tin Soldiers. Gerald Shaw at Leicester Square. To end this little insight into the world of Compton organs, let's hear that magnificent dual-purpose instrument in Southampton's Guildhall. This has two four-manual consoles, the one at the left of the stage being of conventional theatre organ design with the tab stops arranged in a horseshoe, and it's from this console that all the theatre organ effects can be operated, including all the percussion. Across the other side of the hall is the concert organ console with its illuminated push stops, and a completely non-theatre specification. Well, the sound it produces would grace any cathedral, and here's George Blackmore to prove the point with his own Festal Day.
Thank you.
Festal Day, composed and played by George Blackmore on the Southampton Guildhall, Compton, ending this week's special feature on that great British organ builder. Well, here's Peter Hayward now on Hohner GP98 Electronic, and raring to go with Ray Noble's Cherokee. The Hohner GP98, Peter Hayward at the controls, and Cherokee. This week's Theatre Organ Concert Diary will be coming your way in just over 2.5 minutes after we've heard from Graham Wright on Farfisa Coronet with Beethoven's Rondo. Thank you. Graham Wright on Farfisa a Coronet and Rondo by Beethoven. Well, Phil Kelsall's having a busy time this week, so let me give you the details of his appearances first. He's at the Thurswood Organ Museum tomorrow the 1st at 7 p.m, and on Sunday at 3 and 7, and next Wednesday the 5th he'll be at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton at 7:45. Back to tomorrow evening, and Jeff Stevenson will be at the 3J's Gomersall at 7:30. On Sunday the 2nd, David Shepherd at Ossett Town Hall and Arnold Loxham at Louth Town Hall, both commencing at 2:30. And next Wednesday the 5th at 7:15, the Tallyclin Railway Preservation Society presents its annual Steampipes show at the New Gallery Theatre, Regent Street in London, with silent film accompaniment and solos on the Wurlitzer by Alec Leader. And to bring things to a conclusion this week, a couple of George Gershwin classics from Bill Davis at the organ of Watford Town Hall. Bill Davis at the Watford Town Hall, Compton, Lady Be Good and the theme from Rhapsody in Blue, bringing the show to a close for this time. I'll look forward to being back with you again 7 days from now at 9:15. But until then, thanks for listening, and from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, all the best, and bye for now.